And you want to tell them about our theme, Alex?
Yeah, today is a very special day. It is my lovely, beautiful mother's birthday. And so to honor my lovely, beautiful mother, we are playing...
That's the wrong mic.
Oh.
Joe turned the wrong mic on for me.
Well, I assumed you would grab the blue one.
Well, you assumed wrong. In case you couldn't hear what I just said, it is my lovely, beautiful mother's birthday. And to honor her, we are going to be playing a bunch of songs from artists whose birthdays fall within this little last week of February.
Yeah.
So, Joe, do you want to introduce our first song then?
Sure. First person we have is Skylar Gray, whose birthday was on Sunday, the 23rd. I don't really listen to any of her solo music, but here's a song that she's featured heavily on. It's Eminem's Tragic Endings from his extremely, extremely underrated 2017 release, Revival. So enjoy.
I don't need to be reminded of it every other second, especially when all my self-esteem's already shot to hell. I'm falling helplessly. I'm embarrassed. I don't want no one else to see, cause I feel like I'm a piece of shit every time she yells at me. Selfishly addicted, definitely doesn't help that she makes me feel like I'm fouled and gone to heaven, but makes life a living hell for me. She does that thing with her lip, now she's melting me. I'm putty in her palms, I'm wrapped around her finger. A yo-yo on a spring, she lets me sit there and just bang on until something better comes along, and she'll just drop me like a hot potato. I look like I'm in pain, but I'm okay though, cause I know she loves me. My friends, what do they know?
It's like I'm drowning in sea, hoping that you reach for me.
In my moments of weakness, I openly admit the shit I wouldn't normally. I'm extremely subconscious and enormously insecure as you. Sit to torture when she torments me. It only turns to ammunition for her in this war. When she gets going, she don't stop. When I'm up, she's like a downer. When I found her, it was love at first encounter. But somehow she must have took the card and the bags off the counter. Cracked them and placed all the shells on the ground for me to walk on when I'm around her. But there's just something about her that makes me not able to function without her. How can I get out of it when I don't know? Make a believer out of me and show me the way now. A state of fuck out of my cloud of rain, cause I'm going straight down the drain. I'm drowning.
It's like I'm drowning in sea, hoping that you reach for me. I know you're there, but I can't see, cause I'm so drunk of tragic endings. I'm dying to breathe, and all you do is strangle me. Such a beautiful relief, cause I'm so drunk of tragic endings. Tragic endings. Now I'm the one thing you couldn't hate more, but you're the one thing that I would die for.
It took a while for me to get it, but I think I figured it out. She don't want me, she just don't want to see me with someone else. The idea of seeing me happy destroys her in itself. To see me fall into pieces brings a joy, brings a hell, but it annoys her to see me get strict to say school. I grew up on myself. I'm dumb and sick. I'm addicted to her. She's trying to block the door, so here's how I do it. Since I'm a new one, she's a sewer. This time this piece is just running through her. I can see the light now. I'm running to it. What the folks should have knew it? Who would think she'd actually had a ball to do it? As soon as I hopped in it, she doused the car with lighter fluid. She's standing there with a rag, about to put the lighter to it. Lit the fucking thing on fire, then she do it.
It's like I'm drowning in sea, hoping that you reach for me. I know you're there, but I can't
That wasn't supposed to happen, but that was Tragic Endings by Eminem featuring Skylar Grey.
All right, our next song is Toys in the Attic by Aerosmith. And Joe, when's his birthday?
Brad Whitford, the rhythm guitarist of Aerosmith, turned 67 on Sunday the 23rd.
Ah, yeah. Another 23rd birthday. I wonder if you organize it this way.
Probably, yeah.
All right, let's listen. That was Toys in the Attic by Aerosmith.
What a good song. And now we have a song from Metro Station.
That ever-popular band that everyone knows and loves.
Featuring everybody's favorite Cyrus.
Of course.
What's his name? Trace.
Trace Cyrus.
Yeah, that is an ugly, ugly man. Oh my god. But,
When's his birthday,
he
Jeff?
Turned 31 on Monday the 24th this week. And here's the only song that ever made him even remotely relevant, aside from being Miley Cyrus's brother.
Cold girl, we're getting so warm.
And that was Shake It by Metro Station. That song is so much worse than I remember
it's
it being.
It's not good.
I hadn't heard it since I was about 9 on Disney Channel, and yeah, no wonder he's the Cyrus that no one cares about.
They had like
Billy Ray is now more relevant than him. Think about that.
When was the last time Metro Station released a song? That's what I want to know.
Oh, I could check that real quick. It was in... They released an album in 2017.
Wow, what's their most listened song on it? Or
none of them have a million.
Oh, they got like over 100.
One of them had 500K. The rest
that's
are
not bad.
The rest are at a lot lower.
Although that is pretty bad for an artist that has a million monthly listeners. All right, our next song is "Bad to the Bone" by George Thorogood and the Destroyers. And when is George Thorogood's birthday? Is that
it? Was on Monday, so the same day as Trey Cyrus, but he's probably just a little bit older.
Just a little bit.
Yeah,
as a treat.
I'll find out how old he is after the song.
Bad to the bone.
That was Bad to the Bone by George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
George Thorogood on Monday turned 70.
What an old man.
Speaking of old men, here's somebody who would have been an old man had he still been alive, is George Harrison, who would have turned 77 yesterday.
That's pretty old.
He was a member of the Beatles, in case you didn't know, and they had a song about birthdays.
It's the birthday song. Yeah. Birthday.
Here's Birthday, remastered in 2009 from the White Album. Oh, yeah, that was Birthday by the Beatles.
Our next song is We Are Young by Fun, featuring Janelle Monáe. The member of Fun, whose birthday was Nate Ruess.
Today.
Oh, it's today.
Today, right?
Oh.
Nate Ruess. Wait, let me see how old he is. He's probably like 30.
Yeah.
Early 30s, I can't imagine. I would guess early 30s. 37?
Whoa.
What?
That's a surprise.
Okay, I did not think he was that old.
But yeah, it was today, February 26, 1982.
Yeah, also, he's 38 today. His Wikipedia page was not updated.
Wow,
just like Trace Cyrus.
Wow, somebody needs to just go around every celebrity's birthday just updating their Wikipedia pages. All right, here's We Are Young.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting state. My lover, she is waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses, asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. We are young.
tomorrow closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
That was We Are Young by Fun.
Someone else whose birthday would have been today is Johnny Cash.
Whoa.
I don't know how old he would have been, but probably really old, like in his 90s.
Probably.
I'm actually going to look that up real quick. The song that we have selected for people to listen to with us is Ring of Fire. He would have been 88 today.
Oh, that's not 90. Oh,
almost. He died when he was 71.
That's sad.
September 12th, 2003. We had just started kindergarten.
Ah.
Good times. All right, here's Ring of Fire.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. By wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, 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 the ring
of fire. That was The Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash.
Our next song is Blueberry Hill by Fats Domino.
I don't even know if he's still alive.
Is his birthday today?
He's dead.
Oh.
His birthday is today. He would have been 92. He died. He only died 3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
He died at the age of 89.
So older than Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Let's listen.
Real on Blueberry Hill, on Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill.
And that was Blueberry Hill by Fats Domino.
Okay, I'm logging in now. Our next song is Run to the Hills by Iron Maiden, who's one of their co I feel like they have three lead guitarists at this point. Well, one, the most important one, Adrian Smith, turned 62 today, or is it tomorrow? Tomorrow. He will be turning 63 tomorrow.
Wow, good for him.
Yeah. So here is Run to the Hills. And that was Run to the Hills by Iron Maiden.
Our next song is Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Whose birthday is it, Joe?
It is Johnny Van Zandt's birthday tomorrow, who I found out didn't join the band until after they all died. So technically he's not on this recording, but I don't really care that much.
Nobody needed to know that.
But his brother,
He's the brother of the original lead singer who died in a plane crash with the rest of the band.
So it's the same.
So you'll hear his brother singing and just think, that guy's brother is like 70-ish probably right now. Or he was about to turn... How old is he? Tomorrow he will be turning 60.
Wow, so that's you're a off.
Good, yeah. I guess he was his younger brother, much younger brother.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, here's the song.
Big wheels come on turning.
That was Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
And next up is Get Off of My Cloud by the Rolling Stones. The rhythm guitarist at the time, Brian Jones, would have been, I'm going to guess, 78 tomorrow.
You're not really good at this guessing game, Joe.
Well, yeah, but he died. He's part of the 27 Club, and he died in 1969, so I can assume he was born in 1942, unless maybe he was born in 1941. But I don't think he died that early in the year. I really have no idea what day he died. So
I didn't realize you were going off data you knew.
He would have been, 78 in 2 days. 2 days.
Good job, Joe.
On Friday. So, yeah, here's Get Off of My Cloud by the Rolling Stones. And that was Get Off of My Cloud by the Rolling Stones.
Our last birthday song, but not our last song, is Drops of Jupiter by Train. I don't know whose birthday it was, though.
It's Pat Monahan's birthday.
Ah.
The only guy whose name I know in the band. I have no idea how old he is. He is 51. He will be turning 51 on Friday.
Ah, good for him.
Yeah. Summer and walks like rain.
And that was Drops of Jupiter by Train.
Our last song is Brother Man Bill by Terrible Tim from his classic album Terrible Tim Spreads Love.
It could be Terrible Tim's birthday today. You'll never know.
The Brother Man Bill is the brother living at the top of the hill. Da-da-da-da-da-da. The Brother Man Bill is the brother with the Brother Man Bill skills. Da-da-da-da-da-da. The Brother Man Bill got the bottle of Brother Man Bill chill pills. Da-da-da-da-da-da. The Brother Man Bill put the terrible tip at the top of the bill. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Brother Man Bill, Brother Man Bill, Brother Man Bill. Da-da-da-da-da-da. The Brother Man Bill, Brother Man Bill, Brother Man Bill.
That was Brother Man Bill by Terrible Tim. That will do it for this week. You should tune in next week for more Don't Assume My Genre. And hopefully next week at 4, I will have a chance to do my other show, The Spooky Yukies.
Your with premiere Teresa. Of the semester.
Yeah. Haven't gotten a... Last week, she couldn't do the show. This week, I couldn't. It's quite unfortunate.
Sounds like you guys should have picked a better time.
You really should have. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking for on Wednesdays. Like, I often have stuff going on. But anyway, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Don't Assume My Genre with DJ Hoey D.
And A.
And tune in next week for some more good times.